Eli T. Moore. E-L-I, the letter T, then M-O-O-R-E, 112506. Today's 10-11. Chief complaint, abdominal pain. 15-year-old young man complains of one-day history of abdominal pain, mainly epigastric, no diarrhea, has had one bout of diarrhea, some nausea, ate eggs and breakfast today without any problems, has no fever, chills, or shakes, has no urinary issues, no history of kidney stones, and no history of gallbladder issues in the past. Medical problems, none. Medications, none. Surgery, tonsils. Allergy, none. Social, is here with grandma, but lives with mom. Doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, doesn't use drugs. Immunization, up to date. Exposure to smoking, none. COVID immunization, none. 217 pounds, 100%, 97.6, 16, 58, 130 over 67. Heart positive, small positive, Mr. Lungs are clear. Abdomen is soft. Neck shows with JVD. Skin shows with rash, on the plus with antigen. TMs are clear. Assessment number one, abdominal pain. Number two, abdominal ultrasound shows a normal gallbladder, normal kidney, normal aorta. Also, there is a tenderness throughout the abdomen. There's no rebound, there's no rigidity. Assessment, number one, lower abdominal pain. Number two, pain appears to be diffuse. Number two, no peritoneal signs noted. Number three, no specific right-sided or right lower quadrant tenderness noted. Number four, I would recommend Pepto-Bismol and Tylenol. Number five, in 2 hours, if not improved, must go to the emergency room for a CAT scan, which is the most definitive thing to do. Next time, we'll discuss with mom. Discussed with grandma here in the office. Next number, discussed with mom, Rachel, over the phone. Next number, everyone understands our plan. Next number is, he will call me in 2 hours, give me a report, and if not better, we'll go to the emergency room in 2 hours. Thank you.